Okay, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, we are up to Shin San Zion. The topic of Im Isha Yechol La'arev, if a woman can nothing to do an Eruv. Ishto Sha'adam, we're not talking about a single girl, a single woman who owns a house, whatever, that's simple. Ishto Sha'adam, Ma'arev Eslo Shlomi Daito. The question again is interesting in this Sif is, can you do an Eruv against someone's will? So the first case is, it says a woman can be masking to do an Eruv, Shalom Bidaitit, without the husband's knowledge. If Michaba Shalalar, even if he says, well, these guys, I'm not doing Eruvin, or he doesn't want to hold of Eruvin, or whatever the case may be, I feel in Rugil Arav Imahim. And even if he's not Rugil to do an Eruv, let's say, for example, he's not from, he's not whatever, and she becomes about, she comes from, and I'll do an Eruv with everyone, right? So, Hani Mili Kish Oyser Aleyan, so she can do it. According to this first sheet in the Shulchan Aruch, she can go ahead and she can, be masking for the Eruv, and the Eruv is chal. She won't ask for the whole Eruv. That's only in the case where if they're not masking, they're going to ask for the whole, won't do an Eruv b'chal. If it's open to two chaseros, he has a front door, that's where he goes out of. And then that's what he's going to answer them. But Achaz ain't a rugged lotus velavo, and out the back he doesn't. Doesn't usually go over there. The rugged she'oyser that in the rugged he answers my revish lola daito. There, if he doesn't have knowledge about it, then that's when she can go ahead and make an error, because usually. I feel in a rugil la arab, even if he's not rugil la arab, which ain't a rugil la says, the place where he's rugil to go out, she can make an eruv, or basket to make an eruv without his knowledge. Which ain't a rugil la says, the lovo, in the back door, which he doesn't usually go out of Nami, Avish ain't oyser, even if he doesn't ask her, he doesn't make an eruv, they request to make an eruv, rugil la arab, even if he's regular to do an eruv with the people in the back, not the people in the front. She can make an Eruv, even let's say he's away, says even if he's Michal, they didn't give me a maftir, so forget it, I'm not making an Eruv with them, no way. So, Afal Pikein, she can make it without his will, against his will. However, if he does not ask her, meaning, there's an idea, I didn't see anyone say these words, but I think it could be there's an idea over here, not gonna say they're equipped to be the stone, but that's basically what it is over here, is that, he's not chosen or anything, maybe making an Eruv. If he has two of them, fine, if he's not chos or anything, so then why not? Just because he wants, he's upset, he's this, whatever, that's not an excuse. So therefore she can be married. However, the guy in a regular Arab Imam. Also, he isn't, someone that come knocking on the door and say, yeah, listen, we want you to come part of our new Eruv, whatever. Then, she can't do it because she can't be without his knowledge because it's a new thing, and also there's a bit of hesed mamam involved. The Chuz of Yehuda talks about the shayla, can a wife give meiser? Husband doesn't want to give any meiser, so and she wants to go ahead and mizake him giving tzedaka. Can she give tzedaka without his rishus?
Now we're getting into the kufi ches stuff.
Just the kids are not going to go. There's no gayety over here. Also, the question is: can a woman do a mitzvah on her husband's money? There he passed against that if he was meicha beferush that she can't, not to give the mice or something, she can't do it because it's not her money. Over here by the Eruv, it's just a haskama to do an Eruv. It might be a little bit different than actually taking his money and giving it to tzedakah. This is, even be maskim, maskim to be ma'ariv, doesn't pachush or pruta, whatever, a little bit of a flower even without that, so that her would be okay. If he's ragil and whatever, she's allowed to be masked. The whole zman shlo micha ba beferush, and any time he's not micha, he doesn't say absolutely not. I feel him ain't a ragil la arav imayim. Even if he does not ragil, the ain't a oisim. Our rebbe shlo be yidiyasa. Let's say he's out of town, right? And they come knocking on the door. Like, can we do? Can we make an eruv? You want to? Can you give a little bit of kemach for the eruv? He doesn't even know about it. He's out of town. So that pasha says that she should have to be. She can go ahead and give it without his knowledge. I wonder if it could be also, this is also a din. I didn't see the place to talk about this. If Aisha is if she manages the house, so part of managing the house is that he has to go, is that she can make some executive decisions about things. Now, being able to make an error means she can go outside with the kids. She can carry, she can take a stroller out, things like that. So that could be also considered, something that she can do without his das. The stama nichale. Here it's saying also mistama it's nichale. Like why wouldn't he want it? However, the haskama is okay, but she can't go ahead and to Mizak and Mizake from his money to Acherim, here take a roll, from his stuff. That she can't do, and the Shavur says if she gets support, kavua, some sort of the way her support is set up, her business is set up, that she gets a certain amount of budget a week, or I don't know, whatever it is, so from that she can give. And she'll be the also. V'im ein abal v'aisha v'ir, if neither of them are in the city, yicholim b'nei abayis ha'arim, she'll be the also. They come knocking, the kids are home, they're off in some hotel somewhere, and they're like, oh, can we make an Eruv? So that would be okay also. V'im ein abayis ha'pasuch l'chotzer echot. Only if it was open to one chotzer. V'im haya pasuch l'shnei chatzeros, if it was open to two different chatzeros, imu ragil, the arev be'echa mehem, ma'arev no lo, then they can do it without his knowledge, but imenu ragil lo, but if he's not ragil to be ma'arev, then the bnei bayis can't do it. Of a bnei ha'chotzer, ein yuchal likach pito me'beis alav, let's say they're away, and, the kids, they don't know anything, I don't know, whatever, can they go ahead and forcibly take bread out of his house to ma'ariv? Then that they're not allowed to do. Shalom idas. However, they can. this is the first sheet. Echad shalom idas echad me'abayis. They can't just go and make a gvia, walk into his house and take a roll without the das of one of the abayis. I feel regularly ma'him, but oisaleh, and they're like, listen, we're gonna ask the whole eruv, and what's gonna be? Too bad they can't just go ahead and barge in and take without the das of at least of one of the bnei bayis to go ahead and to be matir. Even a child. The question is even a little child? Not sure.
You're able to do it in the previous sermon, but the Mishnah Berurah goes further in the Simchat Yudbeis Ber Halacha.
Right. So some say it could be this because of the idea that lumi daito again. There's shilas about can you go ahead and take something that a person will be masking to, right? Or there's no reason for you to assume he won't be masking to. So then the Tosis in Baba Tzio says that there's a problem that there would be there is a problem with the shach says it's okay. Says it's okay if you know that he won't be makbid on it. then that would be okay to take something if it's based on that. So some say she only can do it if he's not around without his knowledge. So even if he says, "Aha, no way," then she can't do it. If he's regular to make an error and now he doesn't want, then this sheeta holds that she can't do it. But the Bnei Chatzar can go ahead, barge in, take a Bal Korcho. However, if he's not Rogel, they can't just like take a Bal Korcho. However, they can be Kaifim Bezdin, the Arvi Mohim, or a Bezdin Yorjan in the Chatzar. And nowadays, we paskin that the Zayn Tuvei Ha'ir, but then have a Bezdin. So Nagid in there, it's well, Vabayit, also the person can say Vabayit, would have a din as a din of Bezdin Agadol, as a lashon of the Friday, whatever, Bezdin Agadol in their building. The Fia agent, the Vavai, I don't mean the guy who's in charge, he's the Vavai, whatever, it means the people, like the Haskama of everyone in the building. Doesn't mean the guy, you know, the guy can do what he wants. So that's considered like Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir, and therefore they'd be able to go ahead and be ma'ariv if everyone in the building, the apartment building, decides if every day can an Ha'ir if one guy's not there, or let's say there's a want to, they can be kaifim to make the Ha'ir. They can, you know, l'chora because they have a din of some sort of bezdin.
But you can't be. You can't be
mezakeh
him in the
Erev. That also, the Chor, you can't, so this is the thing, is that the Chor, I thought.
You need to actually go because
of things. So that's the thing, is that it does say that,
take a roll from his house.
Take a roll from his house, no, because the Chor, this is only taking a roll, but they can mezakeh him, because it's a machlokes. Whether it's it's a vada, it's a schus, zachen shel shel b'fanav, right? Something which is a complete schus. A person can go ahead and say, you know, I don't want. It doesn't make a difference. Something which is a schus. There's no chisaron. A person, you know, then, you know, even if he's being, you know, being silly, whatever, being stubborn, that's not called not a schus for him. Some say no. Some say he can decide what's a schus and what's not. So it's a machlokus. It's a machlokus if by an absolute schus, you know, he can say no. Hagam mish in a rogel la arev v'irev im bnei achotzer, someone who's not rogel to make an eruv, v'irev bnei achotzer v'chotzer bnei ruvo, he said he got, you know, something. You know, something happened. He's like, no way, I'm not doing it. Tzarech lachzer lizkos, and then, but then he wants to do it in the end. Then he has to go back and make and be zeicha again. About im rogel la'arev, have erev bal korcho. If he's rogel la'arev, if he's chayzer, they can make an erev bal korcho on him. I did see the Rosh Hashanah is an interesting shot over here, which I think helps with, you know, in general, even if someone's. He says the pshat, even if he's meicha, the first sheet, why would it work? He says, as long as there's someone in the house who needs the eruv, and who says it has to be the Baal Bayis who's maskin? As long as someone in the house who needs the eruv says, I'm going to be ma'ariv, so that person in the house is being ma'ariv, so therefore that house won't answer it. Yeah, if one person in the house says, no way, I'm not going to, whatever, but so what? There's someone in the house who needs the eruv, so therefore, it can go, the shayla is over here, can she take her husband's money? That's a bit of a shayla. But if she's maskim, then how could the husband be ma'akev and say, you can't be ma'arev with these people, like what's mechatesi?
Actually, if he does, I think you have a different problem.
Well, that's the first sheet that says, I'll be
right, no, he says b'zeh haloshen to her, then I think it's a game changer. This is when he doesn't say it, he doesn't know.
Right. No, but if he says micha, the first sheet to hold, you feel, if it's micha and they're ragil, so then she'd be allowed to, because anyone that also wants to travel the b'nei bayis, as long as there's someone in the house who says, yes, He says, yes, it's enough to go ahead and make the eruv.
The articulation of don't you dare do it.
Okay. Right, whatever. That's wait for evidence. Yeah. Eruv and the skalkal eruv. What happens if the eruv is a skalkal? Eruv, the bread, the roll, got ruined. And he wants to put more there, fix it up, or whatever. This is not Shabbos, this is any time. If he wants to go ahead and in the same min, if it rotted down, whatever it is, it doesn't need to modia. Even if he's going to take from other people, it's okay. Acher, if he's going to use a different min, let's say he's going to use rice cakes, I don't know, whatever. In kala harishon tzarich lehodi alahem. If it got ruined, then he has to tell everyone. In ma'ariv mishalahem, if he's going to ma'ariv from their money or their whatever. In mishalah, if it's his own stuff, ain't tzarich lehodi, maybe just do it. Klal. Anyway, generally the rav of the eruv of the city usually takes care of the eruv without being modia to anyone. The minig was with matzah. The matzah got squashed and whatever. We have to add in not more matzah. It isn't you have to modia that in the shul bulletin. In lo kala risha and yismain of risha ma'ariv risha lehem ain tzarich lehodia. If it's still a bit there, it's just let's say a piece broke off or whatever. Even if he's not mezake, then he also doesn't have to be modia then. Let's say people moved in. If the house is open to two different chatzeros, then Yitach has to tell them they should in a ritzin la'arev imeiruv. There's a kai in eruv, so they come in. They're part of that eruv. If the eruv disappears, it's ruined, so then he has to go ahead and tell them, because tell them, listen, which one do you want to be an Eruv with? Kama hushir Eruv mitchilaso. How much of a shir, how big of a shir of an Eruv do you need? Mizvan shehen yutches opachos. As long as there's under less than under 18 people, shiro kegregoris, the whole echad. It's a shir gregoris. Which is a little bit more than a kazayah, it's the chol echad. Im heim yoyser mi yudches, if they're more than 18, afil heim elef, or yoyser, or, whatever many, shiuro mazon shtei seudos, you have to put aside mazon shtei seudos, sheheim yudches gregors, it's still the same shir of yudches gregors, sheheim kishisha beitzim, yishoim shem kishmona beitzim, with the klipa, without the klipa, whatever gets in the, whatever, the shayla, are you macher on the shirim here in the eruv, are you maker on the shirim, l'chachili should be macher on the shir, b'di'evet, it's okay. And this is Shimon Beitzim, which is a shir of two sudas, which would be enough. Nismai mishiru achas shenichnas Shabbos vishona. Let's say the Rav did it. The kid walks in. Oh wow! And takes a bite out of it. Doesn't realize nishtayer bo afilu kosher. There's some crumbs left. It's still kosher. After shar shabbosos, even if shar shabbos, only there's crumbs left. He comes back. Comes in a few weeks later and says, "Hey, what happened to it?" This kid, I looked very yummy, so I ate it. I didn't realize it was the Eruv, and there were crumbs left, and I ate it 3 weeks ago. It was fine. Hey, in this apish pasa Eruv, if the pas got moldy, no one could eat it, harehu kamosha kala lagarmi, that's as if it disappeared, like it got, eaten completely, then you have to go ahead and make a new Eruv. That's why the minig is to use matzah. Because matzah doesn't go bad so quickly. I've even opened up a matzah from a year before I didn't use, and it was still okay. It wasn't the best. You had to toast it a bit, but it wasn't bad. So it lasts. Also, if it's you can you know that you're allowed to have you don't have any problems on Pesach, right? You call them Lishmar Erev Kol Shana. You have an Erev the whole year. Vezet Tov Yosef in the Erev Kol Shabbat. That's why I think the minig is about is Bechadish in their Pesach. Zet Tov Yosef in the Erev Kol Shabbat. Shabbat is much better to have a matzah that lasts a whole year as to have to make a new Erev every week. And we can see there's problems. This guy's upset. This guy's this. Why get into it? Shalishka chuli arv. Also, they won't make anyone forget. Miu imroitz in the arv. Kol erev Shabbos. Lechol erev. Kol Shabbos. If they want to do that, then hamshus biyada, and then they're allowed to do that if they feel that's a hitter or whatever. As the Shabura says, holy is adibi mitzah, like that, like erev tashilin. There's an Indian to eat the erev tashilin. So there is an Indian to go ahead and to eat it. If you want to do one mitzvah with it, you can do another mitzvah with it. So if someone wants to do that, they could do that. But it's, you know, in general, they just do a, you know, matzah and that's it. Shin samak test. I know you say l'nachtoim. He gives money. Let's say the baker in the area, and he gives money to him. Amarlo im yavo bnei achotzer liknos simcha kikar the eruv. They say, listen, if everyone comes to your store and he wants to buy a loaf of bread for the eruv, cheli be eruv, then you should go ahead and say, oh, Ploni, have me in mind when you give it that I should be zeicher in the eruv sheheli chelik imayim bishvil mazu. Yeah, making you here. I'm giving you money. You be a shliach. Ain't no eruv. It doesn't help. A few eruv chenveni, even if the store owner chenveni or cholacherim, v'zachav gan lezeh imahem, that doesn't help. If he says zcheli ve'eruv, imamrele arevli. If he says put me part of the eruv, not he says. Lashon and Mishra, why the first way doesn't work is because that could be he didn't, that it could be that he has to be that, because it's Machaz Moses and Kainus. And a person goes ahead and gives money, unless he's Moshe, if it didn't is that Moses and Kainus nowadays, or at least time of the Gemara, but Al Kopanim, the idea that Kinyan Moses, meaning you give money to buy something, to get, not to buy something, to get something, and you give them money, so by the tautolin, it doesn't work, because maybe, before he takes it, because maybe the thing, he'll give him the money, and then the thing is gonna, get ruined, or something like that, and he loses out, too bad. So until he, Chazal said, we pass you that it's except in a few specific situations. The manos enum kindness. So therefore, over here, he gives money. What did he do? Unless he actually has a moishachit, it doesn't do anything. However, if he says arli, he doesn't say kineli, he doesn't say anmuina kinyan. He just says arli. Then kana erev afilu amar zcheli. If he doesn't give money, he just says zcheli inasan lo kli b'taras kinyan. If he doesn't give money, if he does a different kinyan, that's okay. Also, the din of zochin is that you have to go ahead and give it to someone else. So you can't just pick it up and say it's for Ploni. You actually have to give it to someone else. If Mezakeh Nachton does that, then it'll also be okay. Just the problem is even just giving money and the Nachton has a mind, that won't work. Oh, Shekana Mamash, and also no lechem in a shuk, or else the Nachton goes ahead and he goes to the shuk and buys a different piece of bread, Kana Eruv, then he's Kana the Eruv because he actually did something from the Mashiach. He's a Shliach and he actually did some sort of Mashicha, so he actually was Kana for him. However, if he gave it to a balabai, to one of the balabatim, so then he's being mezakehim and bebatana. Then he gives it to him, and he's going to mezakehim with everyone else with matana. Because the issue is with the nachtom is that he's selling stuff, so he's not going to go ahead and give this guy's chelik of the thing, he may not give it away. He might not, you know, give it away towards the Eruv, maybe Ma'akiv, he's unsure about it. He won't be Machneb, Leif Shalem, Al Kaponim, the Baal Bayis. He wants, you know, there to be an Eruv. So he's not trying to sell it. He won't have an Ekuv. He's like, well, I want to have to sell it. Why am I giving part of this away for him? And I don't know, whatever. You know, am I going to lose money because he doesn't sell it? So therefore, it would work to go ahead and give a Baal Bayis money and say, Zecheli, Bazeh.
Right.
Yeah.